The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hello, I'm Bruce Boxleitner of Lantern City. I'm Tron, and you're not. And you're listening to Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Colin.
And it's Labor Day, and we're taking the day off. Except we're putting this thing out, and this is an informational update on something we're doing. And it's super cool, and we figured you guys should know about it. We're bringing back the support drives. Now, there's been support drives every month. Nerdy Show has basic support costs that we need to sustain ourselves and continue to exist. But in the past, we've done some very involved thematic support drives, which have pitted you, dear listeners, against each other in a contest that ultimately benefits the thing that you love the most, Nerdy Show. The support drive we're bringing back this month is our RPG one-shot support drive. You may remember the recently released Paranoia XP one-shot. That was because of a support drive like this. Basically, we had a bunch of suggestions for role-playing systems that we could do that we could play as a one-off episode. And you guys were also able to submit systems that you'd like us to play, so long as it was somehow as you knew a way that we could somehow get a hold of the material to play this game. Big fundraiser, and at the end of the day, it was Paranoia XP that won out. We're doing it again. Every support drive opens up many opportunities for you guys to kind of win big in different ways, like, for example, the microsodes, which happen at every $100 mark.
Wait, Cap. Before you get into support perks, how do they participate in the support drive?
Okay, good point, Colin. That's why we're here double-teaming them like this, because there's just so much to discuss. It all kind of stumbles up on itself. So
you also will recognize the fact that the audio quality is not as good as it normally is, because neither of us are in Orlando currently at the studio. The studio sits alone in the forever alone zone. Well, not forever, but for the currently weekend alone zone.
Yeah, none of us are where we're supposed to be. And as far as an update for the studio, we're not there. We found out the Minecraft server was down, so Brandon went to check on it. And it looks like the computers died again. Yeah, so it looks like
awesome. They're killing it with their awesomeness is what's happening.
In theory, the server also is being awesome is being killed with awesomeness. So that's down for the count right now. I'll be back real soon. I'll get it fixed as soon as I can. Within the week, ideally, it's under warranty still. So yeah, I don't know. don't know what's going on with that. But here's how this thing works. You support Nerdy Show there's a little place where you can, after you click on the support bar and you say how much you want to support with, there's a little place where you can write a little message to us. And in this message, you just let us know what system you want us to play and your handle. And if you have more to say to us than can fit in that little box, just send us an email at info@nerdyshow.com. Now, you're going to be competing against everybody else who listens to the network. So if you support, let's say, Gamma World, the role-playing system. If you want us to play Gamma World, then and you contribute to it, then maybe other people will want Gamma World as well, and you guys will all be fighting for Gamma World. But all of a sudden, Mouse Guard, the role-playing system based on the amazing graphic novel, starts climbing up the ropes and everything. And let me just say this, guys. We are already going to be playing the Atomic Robo role-playing system. So no need to support that one. That's happening already.
And if you like somebody else's idea, if you like Gamma World or if you like Shadowrun or whatever it is that you like that's up on the site and you don't have a suggestion yourself, but you go on our website and you see that Shadowrun is there and you love Shadowrun, you can back an idea that has already been suggested. And that way, last time it was it Gamma World and Paranoia XP that were the big main contenders? and then Paranoia XP ended up winning out. And that's basically how it works out. You pledge your support to one of those systems.
It was actually Dresden Files. Serenity and Mass Effect that were the biggest ones last time, and aside from Paranoia XP.
Right.
So they may be the biggest ones again, and basically, if you want something you don't see on that list, and you think that you know a way that we can get a hold of that system and play it, do it. Do it to it. Send us an email at info@nerdyshow.com and request that we add it to the board. And then to make that request stick, support us at any dollar amount, even just any dollar, and it'll get up on the board. And you can do whatever you need to do as a concerned member of the Nerdy Show community to rally support behind that particular role-playing system.
Yeah, hop on our forums, hop on our Facebook. You can
hop on forums or social networking related to that role-playing system even.
Yeah, exactly. So now let's talk about support perks.
So, you know, we've got a whole slew of support perks that everybody gets access to just for supporting us. And it's the way I've been doing it in the past is because things have kind of gotten unlocked in tiers. I've started waiting till the end of the month to issue out the emails with everything in it because we're working on developing a more logical system, but it's actually, this system is not automated. It's actually very manual. So please excuse some delays. But we've added some incredible stuff lately. We have outtakes featuring Bruce Boxleitner, aka Tron, from our steampunk episode and some other random cuts. We got dramatic readings of spam bots from the old forums. We recently put out some outtakes from our two episodes with Jeremy Soule, with some of them featuring Jeremy Soule. All kinds of stuff. There's a huge list at nerdyshow.com/support perks, and you can see all the crazy stuff you get just for contributing, for helping support the show at any amount. But this month, we have a support perk, singular, maybe more, depends, and it's the biggest thing we've ever offered as a support perk. And I think you'll agree that it's not just in size, but also in what it is, the biggest thing we've ever offered as a support perk. And
yeah, I actually can't believe, I thought that this was never going to see the light of day. True.
And then I changed my mind. It's a Dungeons & Doritos episode that was never released. And there's a reason for it, and it's really complicated, but I'll explain. When we were recording the finale to Book 2, you guys all chipped in. You helped fly Colin down to Florida to make sure that he would be there, playing Barty in person. Our plan was start recording early in the day and don't stop recording until Book 2 is concluded. It doesn't matter how many episodes it was. So that was the plan, but, of course, with a plan that big with that many people, things went horribly wrong. We got episode 24 in, and it was really late at night at that point. After a bunch of delays, we started recording episode 25. Midnight approaches, and all of a sudden, a bunch of things happen. Like, people who are Skyped in can't stay Skyped in anymore. It's just gotten too crazy late. No one can do it. People got to go home. Everything was way behind schedule, and we were there like, oh my God, like, it's not done. Like, this thing we've just recorded, we've just spent the last hour and 50 minutes recording, is not the finale of Book 2. It can't be. It doesn't work. And little did we know, we actually broke Rules Campaign back in episode 24. So the whole thing was fucked up, and we were all flying blind, and we couldn't finish it. So we had this big thing recorded, and we made a bunch of mistakes as players. Like, we ended up in a situation where it's good. It's good stuff, but we started fighting some NPCs, and it went so disastrously that we spent the bulk of the episode doing this one thing. So after the smoke cleared, we realized, okay, so we thought we were going to be able to get this done in one go, but it looks like we're going to have to schedule another one of these gigantic recordings again. We started recording episode 25, and it wasn't the conclusion that it was supposed to be. It was really just one big battle that should have been avoided. And
there's
great stuff in there, but like at the end of the day, we all looked at each other and we agreed this is not the last episode of the series, and we will have to do another recording. So if we have to do another recording, then this whole thing that we did was scrapped, completely out of continuity, never happened. So that's what we've got. We made sure that it had what was an ending, but it wasn't a satisfying ending. It wasn't the ending of a book. It was like the ending of an episode, an incidental episode. It's good stuff, but it's completely out of D&D canon now. It's a bizarre artifact from the most ridiculous recording session we ever had.
So obviously you want that because it's good. It's good stuff.
It's a full length D&D episode, and it doesn't have we didn't add score, we didn't add sound effects, but it's all trimmed down and listenable. And in addition to that, there's also some outtakes as well, but that might be a perk for maybe next month, or if you guys really go above and beyond this month. So what we're doing, because it's the biggest support perk we've ever released, we're going to unlock it. We're going to unlock it at $900. That's nothing compared to where these elaborate support drives have actually gone as far as the monthly support and everything. So in the past, when we've done single topic drives for you guys choosing the topic of a Nerdy Show Prime episode or creating a D&D campaign. I guess we should say, go ahead and say again, yes, D&D is coming back soon. There's a discussion on the forums where we're explaining exactly what's going on. There's lots of D&D stuff ramping up behind the scenes. The long-awaited continuation of the D&D comic and the Chair mini comic and other stuff. So D&D Book 3 is starting very soon.
Just stay posted and stay stuck to Nerdy Show, and you'll get news as it comes, friends.
And our goal is when D&D comes back, it will be arranged in such a way so that we will never again face delays like we've had.
Yes.
Having tried some very theatrical stuff, we now know what does and doesn't work. So when D&D comes back, it's going to come back in a big way.
And it'll be a sustainable D&D.
Right. And that said, there's actually some fan-requested D&D on the way as well. It was a big surprise to us in August support drive. Things were dangerously low, but when we announced via Nerdy Show episode that support was really low and it didn't look like we were going to make our baseline goal for August, all of a sudden you guys just stepped up and were like, and what? You think we don't love you? Yeah, we'll think again, fools. So in this slew of really fantastic and, honestly guys, we love that you support us. You don't have to blow your wad like that all at once. Some people were really generous, true Roosevelts. In this deluge of support, Muckraker donated an amount, consciously making it so the next dollar mark would give somebody a microsode. And he said, hey, I microsode to the next home stretch donor. And this happened late at night. And I thought, okay, well, I'll update this, but I won't promote it until tomorrow morning because who's going to see it? And I was wrong because a bunch of people went for it. And the person who actually got the microsode, his name Bryce Harris, says, hey, I'm a longtime fan, an infrequent listener of Nerdy Show, an enormous fan of Dungeons and Doritos. I just donated what I think is a microsode earning contribution, and I have a request for it. In the absence of Dungeons & Doritos since Season 2 ended, I wanted to jump on a microsode donation for a while, and the timing finally worked out. What I would like to see is a D&D microsode special where Barty recounts the, quote, heroic deeds of the party since leaving and returning to Tole. My donation was for $21, of which I would like $1 to go to the support drive to hit the $500 mark, and $20 to be put towards buying liquor so that the party, or any of you available to record with Colin, can be properly prepared to deal with hearing Barty's narrative. If my donation doesn't, in fact, reach a microsode, then please use all of it to keep bringing us all the wonderful content you normally do. Hope to hear a spin on all your wacky adventures, Bryce Harris. Well, Bryce totally got that microsode, and we're totally doing it. Many of us may be totally doing it in person, because right now we're figuring out how we can record it before or after Nerdapalooza so that a ton of us will be in town. So we're going to make your dream come true, Bryce, and that's such a good idea. We're really, why didn't we think of that? It's really good. So that will be a pre-Book 3, issue zero for Dungeons & Doritos Book 3 microsode. Auntie Luke then contributed afterwards saying, my friend told me to give $20 for booze for the Barty microsode. You can spend the other $80 on booze too, but you don't have to.
Barty's going to be drunk. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. It's going to be fucked up.
I've never done Barty drunk. I'm really excited to see. Well, I won't be drunk, but I'll be operating level drunk, to use a Mike Pandel phrase.
Operating drunk, yeah. Your goal is to, if we record this after Nerda, don't get so drunk during Nerda that this is going to be a really painful experience for you.
Yes, no, that will not. That will never happen again. The Brandon, the Brandon Gerson whiskey and coke incident of 2012 will no longer will live in infamy, and it will stay in infamy. There will not be a repeat of history, because dear God, that Nerdy Show shirt was disgusting afterwards. I can only think of the bathroom attendant as I was getting pushed into the bathroom by, I don't know who it was. Or it might have been Fat Tits Finnegan who was pushing me into the bathroom as I was in the process of throwing up all over myself. It was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Well, okay, so in short, you're not going to do that again.
In short, I am not going to do that again. Speaking of, are we doing the same thing that we did for Nerdapalooza that we did last year?
I can neither confirm nor deny that we may be streaming Nerdapalooza. All I can say is that because I can neither confirm nor deny that, you should totally come to Nerdapalooza. They Might Be Giants are headlining. The Proto Men are going to be there. MC Front a lot. Check out the list of over 40 artists. Like Nerf Herder, Green Jelly, guys you wouldn't fucking expect. It's going to be nuts. It's easily the biggest one ever, and this year at the Orlando Convention Center. So, oh my God, Nerdapalooza, we're like all going to totally be there, y'all.
Yeah, there will definitely be a Nerdy Show meetup as there was last time.
Yeah, so. There's lots of people from the Nerdy Show community that are in attendance, so it's like the...
This is breaking news, Cap. I just heard from Matt Spill. He might be coming.
Matt Spill, are from State of the Empire and other Hollywood-related Nerdy Show stuff. He may be coming out to his first Nerdapalooza. It's very likely. I think everybody should come to Nerdapalooza, okay? Back to... support stuff. Frozen Treasure said, "Sup guys, Frozen Treasure here. I sat staring at the 499 mark for a good 2 minutes before realizing what that meant for me. I'll take that microsode and hold on to it for now. Keep up the great work." But unfortunately, Frozen Treasure was one of the guys who got beaten out by Bryce Harris's quick move. Big Bad Shadow Man sent us some love. Hunuvunu did, and he said, "For great justice, Nerdy Show is like my surrogate child support baby whose continued well-being helps me get through the stress of work, and then sometimes I go through a rough period that I don't call or write for a while and then show up awkwardly hoping that things will be okay, but by then, the show has moved on, and fuck it. Just listen to Cats in the Cradle, and that'll say it better than I could."
I love it.
Ross Butler contributed and said, "Affleck was the bomb on in Phantom Menace, yo." CodeMonkey85 said, "Heard in the Marvel movie podcast, you guys were, quote, dangerously close to not making your support goal for the month and felt the urge to step up, and step up he did. It's like all you amazing people who dug us out of a pretty deep hole. We had never been down so low so late in the month, and it was nerve-wracking. But, oh, man, you guys are good to us in August, and our monthly bare minimum goal of $300 was surpassed by quite a bit at a total of $653.
Nice.
Because you guys rocked
so hard. It was for my
30th
birthday. For my 30th birthday, Cap.
It was that birthday
magic. By the way, congratulations to Maron on your wedding.
Yes.
I wasn't able to walk him down the aisle as my number one son, but I raised a glass of maple syrup whiskey in his honor.
Arkea said, "Hey guys, it's Dan. I've deposited undisclosed dollars into your bank account. Taking away what you've already spent, you should have $11 trillion. Well, experience the next level. Nerdy Show, Google. Good night, sleep tight." That's a math
awesome
joke.
Yeah.
And Joe Barter said, "Derp, derp, here's some cash. Don't spend it all in one place, you guys." So thanks so much, so much to everybody who contributed to us in August. And now we've got our September, the first interactive support drive of the year, I think, actually.
Good God.
It's been a while. We're still working on some of our other support drive based projects. Yes, the D&D support drive is happening in book 3. The campaign that you guys pitched, that is an early book 3 episode, we've been told. And now all we need to know from you guys is what's the next RPG one shot we're doing, and then we can figure out who's going to be the game master, who's going to be the players, and all that jazz. That all starts with you guys deciding what we play.
Yeah, check out also another thing that we are doing, just as one more news, or update rather, thing that we are doing, is that our Facebook is actually going to be getting a little bit of more activity. We have, 1,500 likes on our Nerdy Show Facebook?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, thereabouts. So if you would like to get notifications from the Nerdy Show Facebook, you know, hover over it and click your Get Notifications button.
Sometimes it gets to the point where it's just a glorified RSS feed, but we're actually making a big commitment to, you know, like all the hosts on there commenting on new news stories we've posted, and every time something cool happens, we'll put it up on the Nerdy Show Facebook page, and us hosts and all you fans will get into discussions over there. Also, on the topic of RPG one-shots, in addition to the Paranoia one-shot, Wicked Anime just started doing their Big Eyes, Small Mouth anime role-playing game one-shot. It's divided into two parts. Part one is out, part two is coming out soon. And I listened to the first part and loved it. It's fucking great. I should kind of play that someday. It's the most ridiculous shit. Like, it's all the most retarded anime tropes just exploding at the same time. Someone should probably just copy their game and turn it into an anime and it'd be a hit. guys, as you may know, the Nerdy Show website runs like shit. It is so bad. We've been having problems with our host for, like, the past year, and we've finally just given up on them. So pretty soon, we're going to be switching over to a new host. Keep an eye on the Nerdy Show Twitter and Facebook feeds for if there's going to be any major service interruptions in relation to switching hosts over there. But we're going to try to make it as seamless as possible. And hopefully, when the smoke clears, we will have a nerdyshow.com that isn't slow as fucking garbage.
And also, too, that's how we get to know how many listeners and people we have, because podcasting is a very difficult way to gauge what your listener base is, especially since if you subscribe through iTunes, we don't know how many people are subscribing to us. So
iTunes doesn't make that information freely available. Yeah.
Yeah. So visit our website. That lets us know that you are interested in Nerdy Show. So that gives us the numbers and lets us know how many people we have, you know, listening to the show, and it warms the cockles of our hearts.
Right. Yeah. Things like following us on Facebook and Twitter, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, things like that. That all helps build up our brand. So Nerdy Show as a whole can actually, you know, like, you know, garner more fans and help sustain itself a bit better and continue to grow and continue doing awesome stuff with you guys. Tell a friend, like us on all those social media things, all the awesome stuff we do. We don't just do it because we love it. We do it because you guys are telling us you want more of it. So
yeah, that's true. The Nerdy Show would have died, and I've said this before, Nerdy Show would have disappeared a long time ago had it not been for you guys. And it's not just for the monetary support. It's just for, even if you cannot support us monetarily, just drop us a line. Let us know that you like it, like what's going on. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know what we could do better. Like that, we love hearing from you guys. That, because we just talk out into the void. And, you know, hearing things back is really rewarding and really, really quite wonderful. So.
Yeah, and we want to know how we can better serve you, so either like hit us up on the forum or one of the social network things, or info@nerdyshow.com via email. Let us know how Nerdy Show can better serve you, because we just want to make awesome stuff and keep doing what we're doing. But that's all between us here, us hosts and you fans, and us going back and forth in this big cycle of cosmic intercourse.
You're slipping into some fake congregation right now.
Not late enough for that.
well, check out our website with our RPG support drive, and if it gets up to $900, you will get the unreleased D&D.
Yeah.
What is it, like, it's like 24.5 episode.
Yeah, well, let's not put a number on it. It is completely out of canon. but the unreleased Alterniverse D&D Book 2 finale, that's what you get. At the $900 mark, you unlock that. And after that, if we go far beyond that, we will, there's also, or maybe even in later months, we also do have a little bit of outtakes from that session as well. So,
right. VMAC punched through the walls of reality.
that didn't happen. That's not what happened. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Guys, if you have any questions about any of the shit we've talked about here, hit us up any which way you choose, any which way but loose. See if you can see how long you can stand watching Clint Eastwood and an orangutan hang out on maybe Netflix or something. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you want to do that, go for it. Thanks for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Colin, and sorry for the poor audio. We will go back to our regularly scheduled, crisp, clean, wonderful audio the next time that you hear us.
Yeah, when we're not in the field, when we're not balls deep in a rice paddy and yum.
That's right. I'm making them rice balls in the rice patties. I'm picking them out one by one, making out little balls. I'm going to roll them together and roll them all over my body.
Now I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, thanks, guys. We will catch you later.
Yeah, very soon. Oh, one last thing before we go. Travis Beecham, the screenwriter for Pacific Rim. We've got him come. We're doing a interview with him finally, on September 4th. There's a page on the Nerdy Show forums where you can submit questions, and we'll pick some of the best questions and ask him your questions. We'll ask our questions. We're interviewing Travis Beecham. So if you got something you want to ask him, if you love Pacific Rim, if you didn't love Pacific Rim, hit us up on the Nerdy Show forums by September 4th. That is all for real this time. Goodbye.
This is Bartholomew Elfgar Gleeman. Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. Nerdy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on the iTunes, or making a contribution to our monthly support drive, or to your favorite Gleeman. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head on over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. Tune in via Crystal.